And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with the guys from Seaguar, Dale Hightower and Jerry Benedict, all the way from the main office of Seaguar back east. So we're going to be talking some fishing and talking about fluorocarbon. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Shimano is proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on two of the finest three-quarter day boats on the fleet and use the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesday, going on now through September. Join Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landing and it's the same price as a regular three-quarter day trip, but the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods and reels will be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. And a member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to answer questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranks, and Talica reels available for you to try for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing and beginning June 7th aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Check the landing website for more details or the trips page at hookup1090.com.
Last year we had an unbeatable fishing season. One of the best in decades. I think we'll all take another year just like it. Now, just imagine what it could be like if we have an unbeatable season 39 years in a row. Well, that's exactly what Ford has done with their F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks 39 years in a row. We love our F-150s here in San Diego. Ford trucks give you the freedom to launch your boat with ease thanks to Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The freedom to toss all your gear in the bed no matter how wet and messy it gets. And the freedom to fit five full-size guys comfortably in the cab. And right now, during the Ford Freedom Sales Event, you'll get the freedom from interest charges with Ford's best finance rate of the year. Freedom from high monthly payments thanks to special summer lease programs, plus the freedom to save even more on trucks with smart bonus tags. It's an incredible combination of savings on an incredible lineup of trucks. So don't miss the Ford Freedom Sales Event. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rex is a little tardy today. He'll be here very, very shortly in the studio with us, but we have a great lineup today. You talk about something that every angler wants and needs is fluorocarbon, and the people that make the best fluorocarbon, the people that invented fluorocarbon, are the guys from Seaguar. We've got them here. Jerry and Dale, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Pete.
Good morning,
Great
Pete.
To have you in the studio. Jerry, of course, you are corporate guy.
I am.
You are from the corporate headquarters back in New York, right?
Yeah, I think the term is desk jockey.
The desk jockey, yeah. But you're out here to do some serious field research on the water, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it. I think my last long-range trip was 3 years ago, So I'm definitely due.
Oh, you're way due. Yeah. 5 day on the Red Rooster.
Leaves Monday.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Tomorrow on the weather outlook this week looks wonderful. The fishing is really starting to pick up. And did you bring any fluorocarbon?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, it's been such an important item to have. And we were talking about our giveaway today. I'm just going to clue you in a little bit here in advance. We've got a whole bag of pink Seaguar fluorocarbon for you. We were talking about how different types of fluorocarbon give you different types of advantages, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you see, I mean, we see it here on the West Coast. Do you see it on the East Coast?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Same thing.
Yeah, and especially when the bite is really finicky and the fish are just not biting, that's when fluorocarbon is especially vital.
Yeah. So what types of situations do you use fluorocarbon back there?
Well, I do more fishing outside of New York, actually.
Okay. Yeah, you travel a lot.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a lot of the same stuff. I mean, you know, braid is a lot more popular now, so everybody's using the
shorter connections.
Shorter connections.
Straight to the
leader.
Fluorocarbon, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And Dale, what about you?
I use it all the time. You know, there's no question about it. There's no. I tell people there's no disadvantage to fish fluorocarbon. There's just a lot of advantages.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, if I'm fishing murky water at night, you know, is fluorocarbon probably required? Nah, probably not. You know, I had Jerry up on the California Delta. We were doing some bass fishing this spring. Dirty water reaction baits. It was straight braid, so we were fishing our, you know, our smackdown braided freshwater fishing line.
Okay.
But that's reaction bait, dirty water, fluorocarbon probably wasn't a must in that situation. But
smackdown, to explain that one.
Well, smackdowns are 8-strand freshwater braid, so it was really designed for bass fishing. Real smooth, small diameter, but solid core. Whereas, you know, we're fishing our 16-strand threadlock out here on the West Coast.
Right.
Great product.
Yeah, and, you know, the different applications. You know, we're doing wind-on leaders, and I always say that it's really cool when you can show people how to use a splicing needle and how to you can insert fluorocarbon into the middle of the braid and do all
amazing.
This sotto crimp. It's just so cool. And, you know, a lot of the stuff Jerry and myself is going to be doing won't even actually use the braid, how it's designed to use. We're just going to be tying the John Collins knot, right?
Now, do you put the hollow braid 100% on the reel, or do you top shot it with the hollow braid, or you just put the whole thing?
I put the whole thing on fish a short leader. You know, and one of the things I think we like about our braid so much is it's smaller in diameter than most braids that are out there, and super smooth. Like, I don't even tape my fingers when I'm fishing it.
Yeah.
So I think with what you see in the braid market and fluorocarbon, they're just the perfect match. That's what I tell people. We're fishing these tiny little reels with braid, and you know, we don't have to fish the big 4-aught and 6-aught reels anymore.
Pretty amazing, the capacity. Things have changed so much. Do you see the same thing in other places that you travel, Jerry? Same thing that the revolution that has come here with thin braided lines, hollow braided lines, and fluorocarbon leaders and such like that. Same thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, everybody's on board.
Yeah, you can cast farther with braid. Yeah. There's less stretch, so it's more sensitive. You can feel the bite a lot faster. So, and for us, you know, we had the best fluorocarbon out there, and so we needed a good braid to go with it, and I think the threadlocks definitely accomplished that.
Yeah, and it's been very, very popular, too. You guys did a great job with that. Tell us about the relationship about, you say you invented fluorocarbon.
Right.
Explain that to us.
So,
but Seaguar, yeah.
So, Coreja America, which is the company that Seaguar brand is a part of, they were making fluorocarbon for a lot of different industrial purposes, liner for filtration systems, semiconductors, everything. So, these guys who did invent the fluorocarbon for that purpose, they also were fishermen. These two guys in Japan, and they knew the physical properties of traditional nylon monofilament fishing line. And they figured that if they could extrude this fluorocarbon material into a fishing line, they knew that the properties of it could be better or were more beneficial than nylon monofilament. And so they figured out how to do that, and that's really how it came about. I mean, and obviously, over the years, it's evolved and it's gotten a lot softer, a lot stronger, just like anything else. But I'm sure you can remember back when fluorocarbon was still out, it was super stiff, right?
Right.
But we've gotten it to the point where it's really soft, so we're getting the best tensile and knot strength out there.
Pretty impressive. And the different types of fluorocarbons that you guys have developed for the saltwater angler.
Right.
The particular ones we use are what?
The Fluoro Premier.
The Fluoro Premier.
Right. Yeah. Especially in the Southern California.
Yeah,
market.
I'd say Blue Label is kind of the, I always tell, that's the standard.
The right. Standard,
yeah,
right.
And then I think Blue Label changed all those feelings that Jerry talked about, because a lot of the fluorocarbon that was marketed here in the United States by other companies right. were that stiff. And, you know, and Blue Label is still a little stiffer, and as we know, than Premier is. But that was the,
I still like it, though.
Oh, you know what? And there's still a huge application for Blue Label.
Right. It's strong.
Right. So, but that, you know, I think that was the game changer. And then the technology from Seaguar's standpoint, you know, they brought us Fluoro Premier. And the cool part was the first Fluoro Premier was marketed in really strange sizes.
Right.
They're like, oh, here's 35 pound, and here's 45 pound, here's 28 pound. And so, and it had to do with how it matched up to Blue Label's diameter.
Right.
So we had to tell this whole story on how, you know, if you like 30-pound Blue Label, try 35-pound
Premier.
Yeah. And then a few years later, they decided just to make it all the same size. And,
yeah,
we had,
yeah.
And then people started coming back like, I want that
35-pound.
Yeah, so
35.
Exactly. So, but, yeah, so Premier, Blue Label, and then we introduced Pink Label a couple of years ago with the knowledge, knowing that there is this huge following. I know Pete and myself were talking about before the show start. When the bite's tough and you want to get a bite, especially big fish,
yeah.
You know, where you're fishing for one fish, you do everything possible. And your brain, I don't know whether it matters to the fish
like
or not.
How
your
am
brain,
I going to get bit?
Right.
Yeah. How did that guy get bit and I didn't?
And it's a different mentality, as you know, fishing those big fish than doing the 5-day.
Right.
Because
you're
fishing for one fish a day, one bite a day.
Right.
And when other guys are getting bit and you're not, it plays with your mind.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
It does. It absolutely.
We can all relate to that.
And then you start doing things that you normally wouldn't do. Right?
Yes.
Like, how do you hook your bait, Pete? You're getting bit a lot. Are you nose hooking it, or is that collar hooking it?
It's like you are a beginner angler, right? You've
right.
done this like 1,000 times,
right.
And all of a sudden you're just like asking questions. What's going on here?
And now I've kind of come to the conclusion, because I've seen great anglers get that 2 or 3 days and not get bites. And the days that you can't get bit, and other days you can do anything you want and get bit.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's just a matter of having your bait in the water and staying out of tangles.
Yeah.
And a fish swims by.
Yeah. And he just opens his mouth and eats
right.
the bait.
I think it's that easy. Or
so explain the difference. Let's start with the difference between Seaguar Blue Label and Seaguar Fluoro Premier.
Right. So the Fluoro Premier is basically thinner and softer than the Blue Label is. And I think one of the biggest reasons why we came out Premier is for this Southern California market. The Blue Label was doing excellent, but, you know, there's times where even if you are using fluorocarbon, fish are still being super finicky,
yeah.
and they're still not biting. So that's where the Fluoro Premier comes into play, where it's a thinner diameter, so it's going to be more advantageous when the bite is super finicky.
Yeah, but there's a structural difference between them, right?
Not necessarily. No, the Blue Label and the Premier are both double structure fluorocarbon. The one that separates it is the Pink Label and the Red Label leader, where
okay.
those are single structure fluorocarbons.
Okay.
And just to tell you what that is, so a double structure fluorocarbon is the two resins, right? Two resins go into it. It's still extruded as one solid piece of line, but the line is maintaining the features of those two resins. So there's an inner resin that's hard, so you have the tensile strength and the sensitivity there, but the outer resin is soft, so you're really getting the flexibility, the softness, the knot strength, really. Because,
yeah.
you know, when you're cinching that knot down, you want it to be as soft as possible so that you're getting the maximized knot strength out of it.
Sure. So when you're cinching knots, there's nothing that ties a knot like Seaguar Fluoro Premier.
The best.
Right. There's nothing even comes close to that. Why? Why is that? What property causes that knot to be so easy to cinch down and to make that line soft and everything?
That resin technology.
Absolutely.
Which we, and I think really we have to stress that and emphasize that we are the only fluorocarbon company in the world that makes our own resins.
Right.
Those other things that Jerry was talking to you about, the uses of fluorocarbon, The commercial grade resins used in industrial purposes are not suitable for making Seaguar fluorocarbon fishing line.
Right.
So they formulate those resins to give you the stuff you like, Pete, which is that softness, that limpness, and still maintain that tensile strength. So that's really the big deal, is we make our own resins and we formulate those resins
specifically for fishing line.
Yeah. So you go on a long range trip and you're fishing for big fish, and the captain says, you know, it's all about the diameter. You've heard it. We've all heard it. You know, and you say, but wait, I've got Seaguar Fluoro Premier and it's thinner. Nah, you don't want to use that. What's your answer to that?
So my answer to it is diameter has a lot with abrasion resistance, no question about it. So even though when I'm fishing 100-pound Fluoro Premier, I'm fishing 80-pound diameter line. I know that.
Yes.
I'm giving something up. Right. I'm giving up abrasion resistance. So I know if I hook a cowfish, a cow tuna, on that line, my abrasion resistance factor is low compared to fishing 130 Premier, which is 100-pound diameter. But,
blue label.
You know, the bite this year, you know, I didn't talk to too many guys that had that epic long trip. Everybody fished for one fish a day. And the captains that were telling you do not drop below 130 were telling you to use 100.
Yeah.
So I heard it from a captain that typically doesn't like to fish below 130.
But the answer would be to go to 130.
Right.
If he's saying fish 100, then just go to 130, and you have a distinct advantage.
Right.
Using
a thinner diameter.
A thinner diameter, yeah.
But that bite was so tough that there were guys like me that were fishing 100-pound knowing it was 80-pound diameter.
Yeah.
And by the way, didn't lose any fish because of it. Didn't land a cow, but it didn't lose any fish because of that either.
So if I'm using 100-pound pink and I'm using 100-pound Seaguar Fluoro Premier, what's the advantage, disadvantages of each one?
Believe it or not, pink's got the same diameter at 100 pounds.
Oh, it does?
Yeah,
it's skinny. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Pink's
larger
skinny
sizes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a skinnier.
Okay. So let's say blue label then.
Blue label's definitely one size bigger. So
yeah.
You fish 130-pound blue label, right? The diameter of that is the diameter of 150-pound Fluoro Premier.
Right. Okay.
So I always tell everybody, when you're fishing Fluoro Premier, and you guys, I think I heard it on your show from you guys, we call it the skinny fluorocarbon. You guys refer to it. It's smaller diameter than everybody else's fluoro out there.
Yeah.
So
why would you want to fish Fluoro Premier? Why not just fish Fluoro Premier?
Because you're fishing a smaller diameter line, your bait's going to swim better, and we all know if your bait swims better, you increase the chances of catching a fish.
The softness, does that play into it?
Supple.
Yeah.
Yep, it's more supple.
Makes the bait look more natural?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what I was trying to
write. I think it's a little bit of everything. I think you take the properties we all like, which is that softness and lipness and small diameter and super strong.
And it's all about presentation.
Crystal clear. That's it. Yeah, that's the other thing. It's crystal clear line. You look at some of the competing lines out there, and you hold the coils next to each other. There's no difference. I mean, it is. It's the best looking fluoro out there. Period.
Yeah. No question about it.
And you do know that they actually have to clarify. It's almost like you clarify it for it, right?
Yeah.
For the U.S. market.
Yeah.
In Japan, so fluorocarbon has a natural color to it when it's made. It's kind of
a
tea colored. So a lot of the stuff that was originally came in here, you'll see some of the older blue label. I think it was a classic.
Right.
It kind of had that tea color. Tatsu, when it first was marketed over here, had that tea color.
Yeah.
That it has nothing to do with age of the product. That's how it's naturally comes out being made. But the Japanese don't mind it. The U.S.
Because quote unquote, that's how it is.
How it is, and it's all about refraction rate.
Yeah, right.
Still disappears in water.
Absolutely.
Right.
But for the U.S. market, Gary will tell you, they actually have to clarify the product to make it that crystal clear stuff that Rick likes, because Rick's got confidence in the clear stuff.
Exactly.
And I guarantee if I gave him some of the tea colored stuff, he'd be like, I don't know if I want to fish that. You're like, that's brand new. That's just as strong, right?
Yeah.
It's confident.
But it's true.
Right.
Yeah. You mentioned the T word, and I'm going to get into that later. Tatsu.
Oh, man.
That's
so good.
But as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today with an unbelievable prize that these gentlemen from Seaguar have brought.
But you're not kidding, man. We've got literally a hand-picked bag of pink Seaguar fluorocarbon. I mean, you're set for the season.
Yeah.
Every size, from fishing local kelps to fishing offshore, big fish line, a really, really cool prize pack. We're talking
probably a couple hundred dollars worth of fluorocarbon. A very, very cool prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show. And if you want to get in on this awesome information, it's such a rarity that we have somebody so involved in this line that we use all the time. I mean, so much cool information to be had today. If you want to join us, we would love to hear from you. There's two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Going to be your shot. Not only to talk to the boys everything you want to know about Seaguar Fluorocarbon, but also your shot for that awesome prize. So as you can hear, just an awesome show, tons of information. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The Yamaha V6 Offshore 4-Strokes have some pretty impressive fans, the pros. These award-winning outboards have really delivered for pro anglers across the country. In fact, Florida-based pro tournament fisherman, guide, and TV host Rick Murphy says he's even taken the 300's power inshore. He mounted a 300 to his 23-foot bay, adding 50 horses, losing 40 pounds, and getting that baby up to 70 miles per hour. What's not to like about that? Check out the Yamaha V6 Offshore 4-Stroke 300, 250, and 225 at your Yamaha Marine dealer.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo and a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, the guys from Seaguar are here. Jerry and Dale talking fishing, and we said the T word before, tatsu.
Oh.
And it's your fault.
Yeah, it is your fault.
It's totally your fault. You turned Ricky and I on to tatsu, and that stuff for bass fishing, whether it be in the bay, whether it be in the lake, or whether it be in the kelp beds. Tatsu is the most amazing product Period.
Yeah, period.
I mean, it just is unbelievable. Tell us about it, Jerry.
So it was designed for bass fishing, right? And that's what really where it's used most for, freshwater bass.
Green bass.
Yeah.
Green bass.
Green bass, yeah.
Not real bass.
Not real bass fishing, green bass,
yeah,
tap
I say,
water.
I say bass here could mean like five different things, right? Yeah. But so it's built with a double structure fluorocarbon, which is how our Blue Label and Premier is made. But it's the softest one that we have. In
softer
terms of
than Premier?
Structure. It's softer than Premier.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So nice. But the strength is what's
but
unbelievable.
But the strength is
I mean, you fish
better,
8-pound Tatsu, you can't break that stuff.
Seriously.
Yeah. 8-pound.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
I tell people, if you like freshwater fishing or using, you know, light bass gear, and you use Tatsu, it's like heroin.
Yeah.
Because you're oh, my God, like, you can't fish anything but. Because once you fish it, you'll realize it's worth the price tag.
I can remember exactly when I was like, oh, are you kidding? We were fishing, I think we were fishing Lake Barrett, and we were fishing 8-pound spinning gear, and I think I either hooked a branch or I hooked a fish, it went into the branch. 8-pound, mind you. Like, anything that touches anything with 8-pound usually goes away. And I didn't just get the fish. Like, I uprooted the tree that it was on with 8-pound. Like, pulled the root ball out of the water with 8-pound line. And just ever since then, I was like, this is it, man. This stuff is so good.
But for fly fishing, that's kind of where it started in the fly fishing market,
well, it's,
right?
Well, it's that same kind of Grand Max technology.
Right.
So, I mean, when you say that Tatsu and Grand Max are, you know, brother,
fairly
sister,
similar,
yeah, brother, sister as far as resin technology goes.
Right, absolutely.
For fishing big trout, like in Alaska, or fishing, you
know, oh, yeah.
Salmon in the river and stuff like that.
Well, I guess we should tell you about what's new coming out this fall.
Oh, you're going to release it? You're going
to Well, yeah,
it
we
to
just
us?
Got back from the ICAST show in Orlando.
Yeah.
So one of the, you know, big deals, obviously, we have saltwater fishing pretty much covered with Pink Label, Florida Premier, and Blue Label.
Right.
And we introduced flipping line last year. So last year kind of we actually went technique specific for freshwater products. So we partnered up with Denny Brower. So we came out with a couple different braids, black braid, which is what the guys flipping wanted. And then we came out with some, you know, heavier fluorocarbon, 20, 25, and 30-pound, which we've never made a 30-pound
In
freshwater.
Yeah.
So one of the areas of fishing right now, as you know, that's real hot in freshwater is finesse fishing.
Yep.
Shaky heads, drop shotting.
Ned rig.
So we got this new finesse fluorocarbon, double structure like Tatsu.
Right.
Light Tatsu.
Yeah, similar to Tatsu technology. Tatsu
not
still,
the same formulation.
Not the same, but it's
different.
It's designed to be fished on spinning reels, also, and the sizes are really cool. Now, get this. Was it 5.2 pounds?
Get out of here.
6.2, 6.3, 7.4, and 8.4. There's four sizes. It's all this, like, literally total, because the drop shot fest. You know, finesse guys are serious. Yeah. I mean, those guys are like...
Super technical.
Yeah, super technical. And we worked, obviously, with our bass pros, our elite, you know, bass.
Yep.
So anyhow, it's called Finesse, four sizes, little softer price point than Tatsu. I believe it's what? Is it 200 yards or is it 150?
150.
150 yards for retail around...
$18.99.
No, $30. Oh. No, it's like retail is like $30.
Oh, you're right. Sorry.
Yeah. So it's like...
Manufacturer, I'm thinking of like... Old
yeah. So, about $30 where Tatsu's over $50.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So,
you get a lot of yards for $50.
Right, that's the thing.
Yeah, no. Like, and the smart guy is probably putting some braid on his reel and then putting Tatsu on top. Not, but I like the guys that buy the 1,000 yards pull the Tatsu and just load up. But
So, you taught me how to fly cast, and
right.
we're talking about. Let's talk about fly fishing. Are we going to stick with Tatsu for fly fishing, or are we going to the new finesse?
Well, believe it or not, we got new fly fishing stuff coming out too.
Really?
We've got we came out with a whole brand new. So we actually have nylon tapered leaders, which we never had, because you know in fly fishing, people use the fluorocarbon tippet, but they typically attach that to a nylon tapered leader.
Yes.
Okay, so we actually have our own nylon tapered leaders now from Seaguar.
No
three,
kidding.
Three packs. Yep. Cool. We also came out with a nylon tippet material because there are those, you know, applications, especially dry fly fishing, where people want something that doesn't sink,
right?
And we still have our fluorocarbon tapered leaders. We have new packaging for Grand Max, but we also came out with another product called Max, which is a little bit performance below Grand Max at a little softer price point because, you know, there's a lot of people for a little spool of Grand Max, it's like $20. And there's a lot of people that just can't swallow the pill. Just like Tatsu, they're like, oh. So our Max is better than everybody else's tippet mitrill out there, but a little softer price point. So we got a brand new fly program this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah.
It's all on the website.
Yeah.
Seaguar.com.
Seaguar.com.
Yeah. And speaking of internet and websites and social media, we posted a Instagram this morning of our studio shot right here in the Mighty 1090 studio. If you're not Instagrammed us yet, you know, hook up 1090. You like us on Instagram?
Yeah, what do you
follow?
Do?
Follow.
You follow on follow. Instagram. You like us
on
Facebook.
There you go.
And then also on Facebook, too, Ricky posted all his pictures from that phenomenal Cedros Adventures trip. And then I posted, you know, everybody is wanting a boat now. Inland Boat Center told me, we've got some pretty amazing deals right now. So I said, send them to me and I'll post it on our Facebook page. So you want to, if you're in the boat market, you want to see some phenomenal deals from a great company, Inland Boat Center in Paris there, it's on our Facebook page. Hook Up 1090, Let's Talk Hook Up Radio Show on Instagram. You can link all of our social media right on the front page of our website. Hook Up 1090, right on the top right corner. You'll see it all right there. And be sure to friend us and like us.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that? I got
like,
that now.
And follow.
Yeah. And follow. Yeah. And all right, let's go down to the East Cape, talk to Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. Buenos dias, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, Peter. Hi, Rick. Hello, Dale, Jerry.
How you doing?
Hi.
Well, we got Marlin. Big billfish week. Another big billfish week with the Bisbee coming up this Wednesday. It sure bodes well. There's a lot of billfish. I'd say the average release rate on every boat going out is 3 or 4 fish.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, about half of them are blue marlin, believe it or not. The rest is a mix of stripers and sails. Pretty spread north and south. We just haven't had to go far for them at all. They're on the La Rivera bank, south to just off the lighthouse there. Water's really mixed. It's 81 to 86 degrees. It's 81 degrees right against the coast, and then it mixes and gets warmer as you go further outside, so there's a lot of temp breaks to work. And I'm just telling you, it's loaded with billfish. So it should be well. A lot of bigger, you know, ourselves, and over the last couple of weeks, we've picked up, I don't know, 3 or 4 over 300 pounds ourselves, and we had one that was tail wrapped that we hung on to. The rest we released, hoping that they're still around for this tournament coming up. But gosh, there's a lot of blues around. I'd look for a big fish this year. Finally, I think the East Cape Bisbee is going to be a big hit. Almost everybody's going out and working the billfish, and not many staying inside. The tuna fishing's been a little bit better this week. There's on the inside banks, they're picking them up. They're between 5 and 35 pounds, something like that. Just a few here and there. Not many Dorado. Inside's real good. Rooster fishing has been exceptional. Big rooster fish around now, 50, 60 pounders, just common stuff.
That's awesome.
I love
it.
Yeah. Inside's been very good. Pargo, a lot of pompano around, just very, very busy inside. Good inshore fishing. So it's really, it's all about the marlin and the inshore fishing right now. And gosh, the bill fishing is just really exceptional. I'm anxious to see you. I'll have some results from the Bisbee next week for y'all, and I expect a big fish. I bet you they get one better than 500.
Okay.
That sounds like a good bet, man.
That sounds like that's going to be a great report next Sunday right here. But in the meantime, I know you have spots available and time to get down to Rancho Leonero.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah, we have those spots available through the season now, and like I say, it's been nice. It's been very normal. Last year, of course, was much with the El Nino and all that. Was much warmer, the air and the water. This year is a much, much more normal than we've had in the past years. It's actually not too hot at all, and very, very pleasant, and good fishing as well, so it's a good time to come down. Shoot us a call at 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com, and we'll take care of you. It's like I say, if you want billfish, man, now's the time.
All right. Very good.
Jumping in the boat.
Sounds
literally
awesome, man. Sounds like fun. All right, John. And a billfish and a margarita. How's that sound?
Oh, that sounds
real
good.
Or a cerveza.
Sounds like I might hit that up next week.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Ricky's going to pay you a quick visit down there.
Yeah, he sure is. I'm looking forward to seeing you, Rick.
Me too, John. I can't wait. Well, awesome report. We sure appreciate you always keeping us up to date with what's going on in the Cape. One more time, shoot us the phone number if somebody wants to come join you, John.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks, Rick. It's 800-646-2252 at rancholeonero.com.
Thanks, John. Talk to you next week.
Great. Look forward to it, guys.
All see you, John. Right.
Very good phone activity here. In fact, they're full.
Yeah, they're totally full.
Totally full. So if you want to get through, keep trying. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's jump into the phone.
You got it, man. How about we start it off this morning in Long Beach and talk to John. John, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, John.
Oh, forgot about our delay
you.
There. Yeah, I sound pretty good there.
Yeah,
you know,
sound
for a tardy start, like I think I carried it. Sounded well back
yeah.
then.
Good morning, John.
Hi, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. I used fluorocarbon for the first time like 3 years ago, and it was a wide open bite, and I already caught my limit of yellowfin. They were like 15 to 30, and I thought, well, I'll give some good old mono a try. Wide open bite, they wouldn't even look at it.
Yeah, that happens, right?
Yeah, I think that in a way you're kind of forced at times, especially on our big sport fishers with other people on the boat, that you're competing against the guy at the rail. You're just not trying to catch the fish. You're trying to your bait's competing against other people's bait.
Yeah. Sure.
So that's where the fluorocarbon gives you that advantage.
You said it perfectly at the beginning of the show. It's never going to hurt your game. Does every single bite require you to have fluorocarbon? No, there's times when they're biting really good where it doesn't make a difference, but it never, ever, ever hurts your game. And when I guarantee every one of us have been on those bites where you had to have it to get a bite, and it sure isn't going to hurt your program.
Well, and then in the early days, that's how it got, to be notable, was that a guy would go out and he'd have 10 fish, 10 albacore, 10 tuna, and there'd be guys that had zero.
Yeah.
No, that guy was probably the best stick on the boat, was up on what was going on, but he had an advantage over everybody else
totally.
Out there.
Yeah.
The other thing about fluorocarbon that we have not discussed, not only the invisibility qualities of getting bit, but one of the major factors, especially when you're dealing with what we're dealing now with bluefin tuna that have big teeth.
Big time, man.
Is abrasion resistance, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think number one.
I agree with that. More important than the invisibility factor.
Right,
abrasion.
I think in all aspects of fishing, bass fishing, saltwater fishing, abrasion resistance.
Yeah.
We're fishing on these boat with Jerry and myself with 30 guys.
Yeah.
You're going to be under and over, and whether it's just the teeth of the fish,
right,
or the bottom of the boat,
or the back or their tail,
right.
The fish is swimming away from you, and their tail's top. I mean, just everything about it. And Pete, you nailed that. I agree. That's why you use it every time. You don't use it every time because you think it's going to be a finicky bite, and when you're fishing on your skiff, you're not competing against 30 guys. It's you and a buddy. But
you and the guy with big teeth in the water.
You got it, dude. Exactly.
Yeah. And mono is just going to break a lot faster than fluorocarbon will.
And if you tie, and for those that think they can tie, well, I'll just tie straight to my Spectra now. That has no abrasion resistance or very little abrasion resistance.
Well, and I think people don't know the exact property, so I want to explain it to where you can imagine it in your mind. But mono absorbs water.
Right.
Okay, so every test you see, test data with mono, it's a dry test. As you fish mono, it absorbs water and it gets weaker.
Oh.
You have less tensile strength.
Right.
You have less abrasion strength. You have less knot strength. Oh, yeah, it gets soft.
I didn't know that.
Right. Yeah. So out of the get-go, mono's great. And as you fish it more, and it absorbs water. So fishing mono from the past, how it gets soft. Like, you fish it, and I'm like, oh, it's fishing great. Well, yeah, it's softened up. It's absorbed water. Fluorocarbon is solid. It doesn't absorb water.
It's impenetrable.
Right. So think of mono as a sponge, and then fluorocarbon is like Superman. Like, nothing penetrates it. Okay. So all your test data on fluoro, your knot strength, your abrasion resistance, your tensile strength, doesn't change.
Doesn't change. Right.
Doesn't change. The other thing you realize is that mono's got about a 30% stretch factor, right, or thereabouts. Yeah. Let's just say 30%. So it's a rubber band. So if we took a rubber band and didn't put any tension on it, it's a certain diameter. But as we stretch that rubber band, what happens to the diameter of the rubber band? It gets smaller.
Nice, yeah.
And it's under tension. So if you take that, so mono, as you're loaded up on a fish, you're pulling on a fish, your diameter is decreased because now you're under tension. And it's under load, so when something small nicks mono, it nicks it, and pow, just like taking a rubber band and put it up against a sharp object, that's what happens with mono. So all that stuff we're talking about, the reason I fish and you guys fish, forget the refraction rate, that's just a bonus for it. that abrasion resistant, that knot strength, all that stuff. And correct me if I'm wrong, that's like the absolute thing that people don't realize about mono versus fluoro.
Absolutely. That's a very good explanation,
good info,
Dale.
Man.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the call, John. Appreciate you getting us started here. Let's jump back on the phone.
You got it. Don in Woodland Hills, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Don.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, awesome information on fluorocarbon. Thank you so much. My question has to do with the refractive index of water and fluorocarbon and its quote-unquote invisibility. I was wondering if you could just talk a little bit about any kind of research that you do on that, and I'm also a huge fan of the pink. It's what I use all the time. And then one other question, how short is too short of a top shot?
Well, good questions again.
So I can answer that first part. So refraction index, for those who don't know it, it's basically light passing through water, right? And so when you're talking about refraction index, and the invisibility factor of fluorocarbon, it really has to do with matching the refraction index to water, right? So it's kind of like a camo effect where you're making a fishing line that has the closest refraction index to water, right? And it's when light passes through it. And for Seaguar or our fluorocarbon, it's 1.42 is the refraction index, and the refraction index of water is 1.36. So it's really close to it. Right. So that's when we talk about when you're adding color to it. It really doesn't have to do with the color, right? And why it may be more visible underwater. As long as it's 100% fluorocarbon, and that's anybody who states 100% fluorocarbon, it has that refraction index, which makes it as close to water as possible. And that's where the invisibility comes from.
How does Seaguar differ, though? You say anybody that says 100% fluorocarbon,
right?
But not all fluorocarbons are the same.
Well, what I'm differentiating it is with copolymer lines that have like a fluorocarbon coating.
Coating, yeah,
right.
I get you. Yeah,
right. So
yeah.
It's just a general property of 100% fluorocarbon,
yeah,
right?
Gotcha.
So I can't, if one company says that, oh, my fluorocarbon is more invisible than this fluorocarbon, that's not true.
Not true.
No.
Gotcha.
100% fluorocarbon, it all has that refraction.
It has
index.
That refraction.
What separates you guys is what we were talking about earlier, the resins, the properties.
Correct.
The fact
that
you can build things into your line to have the better knot strength or the skinnier diameter or the
correct
better abrasion or whatever you're trying to achieve.
Yes.
Yeah. Dale, what about top shot? What's
you
too
know,
short?
You know, I kind of think once you get down sub 3 foot, I change out. I start at about the rod length, so we'll probably be fishing, you know, six foot leaders. You know, I run a short top shot, and then when I get down to about half that diameter, I retie.
You retie.
Yeah. Yeah, with the stuff that we'll be doing, which is the John Collins knot, thing takes no time to tie. So, like, it's not like an inconvenience. On the big stuff in the 16s, that's debatable how long leaders those guys go. You know, some guys go 25 foot, and, you know, other guys go short. So that's debatable. But I think for what we're doing on the five-day trip, you know, 6 foot leader to start with gets below 3 foot.
Right.
Tiny leader.
There you
I
go.
I like to pull it out twice, you know, from the spool,
okay,
and you know, spread your arms out.
Couple arms length.
Couple arms length.
Yeah.
That's 12 feet.
Yeah. Okay.
12 feet.
Well, maybe I have
that's
big arms.
Well, that's, by the way, it's because Jerry shows up with a lot of fluorocarbon, so that's why he goes too.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call. You don't mind that, though. Thanks
no, not at all.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming in. More of your phone calls, more of this just fantastic information. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. Lots of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
I'm sick.
Captains Mark Gillette and Chris Switzer want you to know now is the time to book your trips and charters aboard the Eclipse and Commander, both now operating out of Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. The Commander is a legendary 65-foot boat with top-of-the-line comfort and superior customer service, the finest fish handling and quality food, the same great service that has made the Eclipse one of the top boats in the Seaforth Sport Fishing fleet. Their slogan, Compromise Elsewhere, says it all. The Eclipse is the whitest sport fisher in her class, offering plenty of room at the rail. Chris and Mark have developed these two boats to set the standard in quality and style for your offshore trip from 1 to 3 days. Charters and open party trips are available now aboard the Commander, and a limited number of charters are available aboard the Eclipse. To secure your spot, call Eclipse Commander Sport Fishing at 619-995-6880 or book online at eclipsesportfishing.com or commandersportfishing.com.
For East Cape fishing, Genrin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenrin.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
It's time to talk about great product from Shimano. Got to tell you, right now, you know, we're still talking about tuna fishing. And I got to say that my favorite reel to take tuna fishing is that Talica 10.
I don't think that there's been a reel created that has more power and better characteristics for the type of fishing we do than Talica. And I'm with you. Talica 10 is my favorite sized reel that I own because it's small enough. Do you fish it local fishing for yellowtail? Offshore fishing, when you hook a big tuna, you've got a very small reel that fits in your hand very well. The spool is lightweight, so it casts a bait so good, but you still have power for days. I'm with you. I love Talica 10.
Yeah, and you can put it to them with the two-speed reel. It just is an amazing small device that works. You put a load of Spectra on there, and then you fill it the rest of the way with a nice two-arm length of Seaguar fluorocarbon. You've got a tuna machine there. The Talica 10 from Shimano at your local Shimano dealer.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
XERS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
You want to get through, it's been a busy morning, here's your chance. That is 877-792-1090. Our toll-free lines are back in full operation, so you can call us at 877-792-1090 to get through right now. Talk to the guys from Seaguar, talk fluorocarbon, and have a chance to win a nice five-pack of Seaguar Pink Label, one of my favorite products that you guys have come out with. Love the Pink Label.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
Yeah, it works, and sometimes it gets bit when other stuff doesn't.
It's an option you have in your tackle box.
It's something you need to carry, for sure.
How happy do you think Bongo Joe was when there was pink?
Yeah, for sure. No doubt about it. Hey, I want to tell you about a phenomenal opportunity on the Searcher coming up this Tuesday, August 2nd through August 5th. It's a three-day trip on the Searcher that is going to go light. 15 anglers, they're going.
Oh, dude.
And so, you know, if they add another three or four, you can practically have the boat by yourself on that.
Wow,
on that
that's
thing.
Cool.
So if you want to go with a super light load and have a great time, great weather this week on the Searcher.
Exactly.
The tuna are moving in. There's a lot of opportunity there. You check out SearcherSportFishing.com. You can link it right through the Let's Talk Hookup website get on that trip. It leaves Tuesday. It's a three-day trip on the Searcher with a very, very light load. Leaves this Tuesday. It's Tuesday from Fisherman's Landing. You can book right online at SearcherSportFishing.com. Check it out.
That's awesome, man. Well, as you can hear, we're having a great show. Lots going on. It's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report. Today, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The fish that you catch is a valuable item, so why not take the best possible care of it? Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and they'll treat your fish just like it was their own. I can guarantee you, once you try Fisherman's Processing, you will absolutely be hooked. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or just see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. We're going to start off the Catch Report up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys all this morning?
Doing
great.
Morning.
Hey. Morning. Any calicos up there?
Maybe.
I heard it's just off the wall.
Oh, it's been killer. But let me start if I can. Guys, we just wrapped up our final week of our Dana Wharf Kids summer fishing camp. You know, we run a couple sessions of that during the summer. And, man, being able to get a batch of new up-and-coming young anglers out on track and fired up on sport fishing was pretty cool to participate in this week. These guys are gaining tremendous amounts of confidence and ability at the same time, you know, hanging out with their buddies and catching fish. I just need to prop up our sponsors. You know, we had BD Outdoors, Berkeley, War Baits, Akuma that really helped us put on a solid camp to get these, you know, it's the future of our industry, you know, to get these guys out on the water and get them up to speed. And it was just a real rewarding week for us with that. And then the fishing kind of played into it, you know, on the three-quarter day stuff. The efforts, like you mentioned, are still along the kelp lines, and we're focusing on the calico bass. Real good bass fishing on both the fly line sardine and on the artificial lures. You know, the surface iron working well this week is also. Yesterday was a little off. I don't know. The water was real warm, almost 78 yesterday. But little slower yesterday than it had been throughout the rest of the week. We're seeing a few small schools of yellowtail that have settled in along these same kelp lines. So there's been some shots at that fish, too, as well as the mixed-grade bonito continuing to make their way over the rail also. But this week, I'm going to tell you the better fishing for us was on our half-day and twilight trips. You know, for whatever reason, the sector of the beach that we typically fish on those trips, it just bit better. The condition set was better. But that translated into some really fun calico bass fishing. And the quality of the fish, quite honestly, was a little bit better up closer to the harbor as well. Offshore for us, you know, we just haven't had the consistency to necessitate keeping a boat out there every single day. I mean, it's been that way for a lot of the skiffs and stuff like that, too. That the fish is there. It just, as everyone knows, it just hasn't bit yet. It's starting to settle in, I think, a little bit. If we see it stick around through this darker part of the moon, I think we're going to have some shots of this stuff. But we are seeing some yellows on the kelps and catching a few of those. And the amount of Dorado that we're seeing as well, catching a few of those, it's definitely increasing day to day. I'm going to be out there on Wednesday of the Sun Fun. We have a limited load offshore trip, 6 to 6. So if you guys want to hop on that trip, certainly I'd recommend calling the office. But just we're clicking away up here, so things are good. We'd love to have you guys out on the water with us. Call the office, the number there, 949-496-5794 to make your reservation. Always, we urge you to use and take advantage of the discount that we have on our banner ad right on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website there. Click on that link. It'll give you a discount code. You can book online. Couldn't get any easier. I will tell you that that discount code won't work on the limited load trips. Makes sense. But certainly on the half-day and three-quarter-day stuff, you can save some money with that.
Big money. Thanks, Brian. You guys, yeah. Ricky just said it in the studio here. You guys do so much good things for fishing.
You're right.
Especially that kids program you guys did. Congratulations and hats off to you and the Hansen family.
Hey, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, we need to get these kids dialed and doing things right. And let me tell you, it's definitely rewarding watching these kids, you know, figure out how to tie on a lure, make a cast, and catch a fish, you know, at the same time. It's cool. It's a lot of work. Let me tell you, it's not easy having 25 kids on the boat. But, you know, at the end of the session, it's cool to see these kids go home with smiles. So thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
You bet.
Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Appreciate that.
That's awesome. Well, hey, let's hit the surf now. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line with the best surf fishing report in town. What's up, Gundy?
What's up, gentlemen?
Doing great, man. We want to know what's going on in Surf Zone.
Yeah, I like what Willie says about taking those kids, you know, and surf fishing, pier fishing is a great venue to get them introduced, you know. And actually this week, phenomenal fishing off the Oceanside Pier. So I'll work my way down there on the report. But a very good week of fishing, lots of warm, clean water. Beaches are jugged with sand crabs, mostly small ones, kind of curious. Real hard to find the bigger ones. I would say either bring a shovel and dig a little deeper or dig near structure like rocks or pier piling, something like that, maybe find some better ones. But excellent Corbina fishing this week along several stretches. Spot and bite was excellent this week. And then the bass fishing in the rocky beaches and the shallow spots has been just terrific, too. That's something. The calico bass, I think, is on the upswing. It's really neat to see. I'll start up in Santa Barbara. Real good bite in the rocks off the reef beaches for a mix of calico bass, cabazon, chocolate bass, cut squid, 3-inch big hammers working up there. Anglers reporting lots of bites, lots of fish in shallow. Wiley's reported very good Corbina fishing along Malibu beaches. Fish are feeding on those smaller crabs. Ticket's been stringing several crabs on a light wire hook, fishing like maybe a split shot or real lightweight 8-ounce sliding egg maybe. rocky beaches like Pescador, Matador, Latigo, County Line, all holding lots of calico bass, 2 to 4 pound fish, occasional kicker, saw a couple 5 pounders this week, catch them tackle, good Corvina fishing on the Balboa Peninsula, lots of 2 to 3 pound fish, several on the smaller crabs, or a fresh mussel also works. And what I like to do with that mussel, little 4-inch piece of thread and wind over the mussel just to keep it tight to the hook for that kind of fishing. Street jetties, also producing spot fin. Hogan's, good Corvina fishing in Capel Bay, mostly small crabs, same situation there. Doheny, spot fin bite continues in and around the harbor. Lugworms, mussels the best. And then Pacific Coast, the Oceanside Pier, red hot. Firecracker, yellowtail, 5 to 8 pound yellowtail. Bonita, kind of mixed grade, some smaller ones, some better ones. Some barracuda there. It's a crocodile bite. So like we were talking, what a better place to show a kid how to catch a fish that pulls. Real good fishing there, and good Corvina fishing along that stretch. So we're right in the summertime swing, so it don't get much better than this.
Yeah, good fishing there, Gundy. And lots of good stuff. And Gundy, always the most complete fishing report you can get anywhere is right here on Let's Talk Hookup, thanks to our buddy Gundy Gunderson, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
We love to do it.
Yep, appreciate it, Gundy. Get out there and go fishing.
All right, have a good week, gentlemen.
Thanks, Gundy.
See you later. And that is the wrap-up for our catch report there. Well, got packed up phone lines. Let's jump into it.
We got them. There's literally only one single phone line open in the entire building. If you want to get through, it's toll-free, 877-792-1090. Let's jump right back into the phones and talk to Matt, who's calling us from Newport this morning. Matt, good morning. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to say in the last 5 years, I don't think I've ever put bait in the water without fluorocarbon attached.
Good man.
We'd love to hear that.
You put a smile on these guys' faces.
Now, I've never fished the pink, but fishing has been really tough this year versus the last couple of years. It seems like you pull up on a kelp and, you know, one or two fish are pulled from it. So what I've seen is, like, lately 10% of the anglers on the sport boats catch 80% of the fish.
Always have. It's funny how that always works, and those guys are usually, on top of what's going on technology-wise.
So, yeah, I just want to say this is great stuff, you know. I can't imagine it getting any thinner, clearer, or stronger.
Well, thank you very much.
Good on you, Matt.
What's next?
I don't know. That's what we're working on now.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Dan. He's got us from Encinitas this morning. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First, I want to start by everybody out there, check out that posting of the Fisherman's Landing of when the Pacific Queen came back in. You can hear in Drew's voice how stoked he was yesterday.
With all those big
bluefin. Oh, awesome picture.
Crazy.
Yeah. And, all right. My question for the Seagar and Rick is, when you start crimping and doing all that crazy, like, braid, hollow type stuff, what pound test do you start that as when you're making connections?
Dale, what's your scoop on that?
All right, so we had this conversation a little bit before we went on air. So let's go to the crimping deal. I'm tying, especially with Flora Premier and Pink Label, I'm tying like up to 130. And I'm using a knot called the Improved Miller Knot, which Pete was like, oh, show me that knot. Like, yeah. It's
kind of like a trilene knot, but easier.
Easier and small and, you know, literally. I was taught to tie this by Taka himself.
The one and only Taka.
Yeah, and he likes it a lot better than the San Diego Jam on the bigs because it's small.
Yep.
You know, he's
low,
like,
profile.
Yeah, low profile. So I would say I start crimping over 130. That's just me as far as the crimp. You're both Rick and Pete. I don't know what you guys do, but like 150, 200, I'm crimping for sure. I like the way the bait swims. If I can tie that mill or not, which in Premier is pretty easy. As far as the actual splicing and all the other stuff, like on this 5 day that Jerry and myself's going on, I won't be doing any of that unless we start fishing big fish.
But so you said you like the Sato crimp kit.
Yeah, I'd love the Sato crimp kit. For either making the wind ons or just doing the straight leader into the hollow core with the Sato crimp. I think I learned to use the Sato crimp from your website, from the YouTube video. Gary hooked me up on a kit and went straight to your guys' YouTube channel.
You learned it from the man, John Collins, on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, it was awesome. So, Sato crimp, John Collins knot up to about 60 pound.
Same.
And then after that, then I'm using the splicing. So that's my cutoff.
Yeah. All right, cool. Great info. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, mark your calendar. It's coming up. It's less than a week away. Next Saturday, August 6th, we're going to be at Dana Landing in Mission Bay for our next San Diego County Ford Dealers live remote broadcast and your chance to qualify for the big grand prize. It's a four-night fishing package at the world-famous Katmai Lodge in Grizzly Bay, Alaska. Yeah, we're giving away a trip. Jay Dale just went, what? Yeah, we're giving away a trip to Katmai Lodge next July on our Let's Talk Hookup trip. Get this, including a round-trip ticket from San Diego to Anchorage on Alaska Airlines. The whole package there. And, you know, Alaska's flying to Costa Rica, Hawaii, Puerto Vallarta, all kinds of great destinations for fishing there. And you sign up for their award-winning mileage program, right? Just click on the Alaska Air banner on the front page of our website, hookup at 1090.com, and you can get right in there. We're also giving away a trip on that great four-pack out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, the Blackjack. We're giving away Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses, and the Prize Cowboy. He's going to be there with lots of great stuff just for showing up. And don't forget, whether you make that cast or whether you just enter the random drawing, you have a chance to win all the grand prizes, including that trip to Katmai Lodge on Alaska Airlines. Tip, check out the guest page at hookup1090.com. Rules and details. We'll see you this coming Saturday, August the 6th, at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. That's going to be so much fun.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. Another full hour. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it, the fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTECH fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar. CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XRRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Major League Playoffs and World Series. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Last year we had an unbeatable fishing season. One of the best in decades. I think we'll all take another year just like it. Now, just imagine what it could be like if we have an unbeatable season 39 years in a row. Well, that's exactly what Ford has done with their F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks 39 years in a row. We love our F-150s here in San Diego. Ford trucks give you the freedom to launch your boat with ease thanks to Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The freedom to toss all your gear in the bed no matter how wet and messy it gets. And the freedom to fit five full-size guys comfortably in the cab. And right now, during the Ford Freedom Sales Event, you'll get the freedom from interest charges with Ford's best finance rate of the year. Freedom from high monthly payments thanks to special summer lease programs, plus the freedom to save even more on trucks with smart bonus tags. It's an incredible combination of savings on an incredible lineup of trucks. So don't miss the Ford Freedom Sales Event. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.